And I have as my guest Marie Alvarez, who's the executive director for the statewide New York Senior Action Council, right?
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, all right, Marie. And it's been a busy day here at the Capitol.
Yes, it's been very busy. We have had over 400 senior citizens and caregivers all over New York State come because we're advocating for certain things such as safe staffing, making sure that there's enough ratio of patients to nurses in hospitals and in nursing homes. We also are advocating for single payer the New York Healthcare Act, and we would also like to make sure that there's an acknowledgement of the fact that there's a workforce shortage in the field of home care workers.
Oh, okay. Well, Maria, I want to ask you more questions, but first tell me something about yourself. You know, I always like to know about the
person. I'm the executive director of New York Statewide Senior Action Council, and we are an organization that's been in business since 1972, serving the community, and our mission is to improve the quality of life of seniors and families in New York State. We do this through our helplines. So we have 1-800-333-4374, which is our Medicare Counseling and Patients' Rights helpline. And our newest helpline is the Senior Medicare Patrol, which combats healthcare fraud. So what we're really interested in is knowing how many of the policies that are passed by the elected officials, how they affect seniors and their families, and then we work towards improving them. Mm-hmm. Another unique thing about our organization is that we have chapters all over the state. But all of our board members and all of our chapters are run by volunteers, and they're consumers 50 and over.
Uh-huh. So how did you get involved in this, and how long have you been involved in
it? I have been with Statewide for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I've always liked to work in the community. So for all of my working years, I've worked with other community organizations and with populations that are underserved.
Mm-hmm. Now, the organization itself, now, what is the qualification to be a member of the organization? Because I know some organizations, you have to be in a labor person or...
We take anybody who's interested in the issues that we work with, mm-hmm. Which is basically to improve the quality of life of seniors and families, mm-hmm. and they have to be 18 or over. We don't, you don't have to be a senior to be part of our organization.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a membership fee?
There is a membership fee of $20 a year for a single person, mm-hmm. and if you're a couple, I think it's like $30 or $35, which is really a small price to pay, considering all of the things that we do.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other activities that you do?
Well, we have each of our chapters has meetings in every depending. It's periodic. I think in the Capital District, it's monthly, and we also have other working groups. But the good thing is that we work with other organizations, and when we decide what issues that we're going to do, the other thing we do is we have telephone teach-ins, which is a way people can. There's information that's given out by mm-hmm. professionals on the telephone, mm-hmm. and they can listen in on information and ask questions of people who are at the top of their game. In October, we have our annual convention in Saratoga Springs, which is a wonderful activity. Members from all over the state come together, and we have a very nice time, but we also go to workshops from some of the top professionals in the field of aging. And then the most important part of that convention, though, is that then we vote on our agenda for the new year.
Now, it says New York State, so... do you deal with federal issues too?
We do deal with federal issues. We have a federal and a state agenda.
Mm-hmm. The lobby day today, what was the schedule for the library? Like, if I came in to be a part of this, what were all the activities that happened today that I would?
Oh, today we had a great day. In the morning, people, our members arrived, and they were briefed on all of the issues that we were going to cover. And they also, because we've done this for a few years, they were also able to meet up and catch up with their friends from other parts of the state. Then we had a luncheon where we joined the union members from DC, from the 1199, the CWA, New York State Nurses Association.
That was a collaborative effort.
Yes, this was a collaborative effort with the unions, and we're the consumer piece, basically. And then. And within all of that, we're also able to visit with our elected officials. So because our members are all constituents of elected officials, they took the opportunity to go visit and share this information with their elected officials.
Mm-hmm. Now, this thing that you're lobbying for, have there been resistance? Because I'm trying to see, you know, with the changeover to the Democrats now, are you getting more things done, or is there still resistance?
Well, there's not resistance. It's just that when you change, you know, people are just sort of getting a flavor of you know, gathering their bearings. We're still very, very, it's still very early in the year since all of this happened. So it's not that there's resistance. It's just that people are sort of shifting in their, you know, and how they're going to be working.
How they're going to be working.
Okay. Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. If somebody said that didn't know about this, right, and they, a senior, what would you tell them why they should be part of this?
Part of our, of statewide?
Right.
Oh, yes, they should definitely, yes, absolutely. Well, for a few reasons. one reason is because it's to make sure that your quality of life continues to be good, but also that for your children and grandchildren. See, all of these things have an effect for the future.
Right.
So if you like your Medicare and your Social Security the way you have them, you want to make sure that your children and your grandchildren enjoy the same things. So we want to make sure that, so join statewide so that we can make sure that things are preserved, not only preserved, but improved. Mm-hmm. You would be joining groups of like-minded people that will also from different parts of the state. You meet fascinating people from all parts of life, and you know, and you're part of the solution, and that's the important part. A lot of people can sit down and complain about something, but with us, it's in the name. We're New York Statewide Senior Action Council.
And I noticed that when I join, I get a lot of information that I didn't know before. I get, you know, and you have certain social things on the internet that people get, and also you send out a newsletter every once in a while.
Yes, we have paper newsletters, right, that we send out 4 times a year, but we also have e-news, which is on the internet, and that's more timely because it's as things happen. We have a wonderful website, and we're on Twitter. So we're trying to keep up with the times, right? But we also want to make sure that anybody, whether you're on social media or not, and you're interested in getting this information, that we're able to give it to you. The other thing I want to say is that all of our services are free. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that you would never, and all of the, our staff and our personnel will only give you free and unbiased information. We're not here to sell you anything. We just want you to make the best decisions about your personal, you know, health care and other standard of living that you possibly can.
Okay. And just one last question, Marie. You know, I just want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you. So you're giving your website address and a number that they can get in touch with?
Yes. People can always call us toll-free at 800-333-4374. I'll say that again. 800-333-4374. They could check out our website at www.nyseenior.org. Again, nyseenior.org. And we also have language access. So if you don't feel comfortable speaking English, you can call us in any language that you feel comfortable in, and we can assist you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Marie.
Thank
you for that interview. And that's Marie Alvarez, who is Executive Director for the New York Statewide Senior Action Council.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Get involved.